Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. Grain markets have shown some strength in recent weeks, but they started this week off on a lower note. Ed Usset, grain marketing economist for the Center for Farm Financial Management at the University of Minnesota, joined the Linder Farm Network's Linda Brecke to assess the markets, what's causing movement, and what farmers should be watching as they plan a marketing strategy.
Wheat, corn, and beans are off some, but they've had a nice run over the last month or two, and we shouldn't be surprised to see them back off now and again. I guess they're talking about some favorable weather in South America, a strong, modestly stronger dollar for what that's worth. And maybe we just have to blow off a little steam now and again.
So as you look ahead here too, with sort of the uncertainty when it comes to some of these outside influences, the tariff talk and things like that, how do you build a marketing strategy with a lot of unknowns right now?
Well, it's very difficult. I will admit that. And I'm also thinking that if anyone tells me that they know how this is going to play out, the trade policies, the tariff policies, how it will play out over the next few months, I'm going to respectfully say, no, I don't think you know. I don't know either. We all got an opinion. Someone's going to get lucky on that guess. It's very difficult. I don't know where we're headed. I know that when we got into a trade war 7 years ago with China, it was not a good thing for prices, as corn and soybean prices, cash prices fell 20% in just 10 weeks. But I'm not brave enough to tell you that we will repeat that this time. I don't know what the policy is of the administration, or I should say, I don't know what the game plan is. So with that in mind, I go back to this thought I've had for quite a while, going back to last fall. I'm looking for rallies to sell. And I think particularly in the case of corn and in the case of wheat, we've got that rally right now. And I think it shows that a lot of your listeners, Linda, are selling. And I say that because basis levels are soft. Even though cash prices are up, basis levels are softer out there. And that simply tells me that the buyers at the ethanol plants and the grain elevators, they're finding it easier to pick up corn. There are willing sellers out there. Soybean basis is also surprisingly weak. You know, the basis at crush plants, I mean, I see CHS at Fairmont bidding 50 under. that's just unbelievable to me that they have that weak a basis, and yet that tells me that they're finding it easy to buy soybeans right now.
You know, we hear a lot of talk about South America's weather conditions. In Argentina have been very hot and dry. Brazil, it turned wet while they were trying to harvest, but yet they're still going to end up with a big crop, right? Especially Brazil this year.
Yeah, they are. It's going to be a good crop in South America all the way around. Is it going to be the record bin buster? It could have been at one point, probably not, but it's still going to be big, and it's still hanging over this market.
We talk about profitability, bottom lines. Are there some areas of profitability that some numbers we should keep in mind right now?
And when I think of the new crop, and I'm looking at, you know, even with this nice rally, I would argue that for most of your listeners, the cash price of corn, for example, today is probably falling short of what they have into it in terms of production costs. And as we look ahead to 2025, same story. And, you know, it's difficult, creates a very difficult environment, and yet your listeners have been there before, and we have to make do, make the best of what we have. I think as we look ahead to 2025, December 25 corn is trading at about 470 this morning. It's been a touch higher in recent days. Well off its lows set in late August, and yet you know, probably 60, 70 cents shy of what I would consider break-even cost of production for many of your listeners in southern Minnesota. I'm not quite on board with pricing new crop at these levels, but by God, I'm starting to think about it, okay? And I am hoping that sometime in March, or in particular April, May, June, we get a better opportunity. That may not be as high as I would like to see, somewhere above $5 in the December contract, but we have to be realistic and take advantage of rallies if we see them at that time. I am noticing that some of the spreads in corn and soybeans are widening out, you know, like the March, July, or the May, July spreads are pretty wide, particularly in soybeans. You notice, Linda, I avoid talking about soybeans. They are the sick dog in this herd, and I don't see prospects. When I see the spreads widening in a week basis, that doesn't speak to a fundamentally strong market. So again, you see an opportunity and a rally. We're going to have to take advantage of that, both on old crop and new crop. And of course, the big news this week, if you want fundamental news, we've got this USDA February Outlook Conference, which is on the 27th and 28th. I think that is Thursday and Friday of this week. And you will be getting some fundamental news, or at least initial thoughts, from USDA about the 2025 crop year. I encourage all listeners to keep an eye on those reports.
What are some areas that you're going to really be interested to see and focus on?
I think the biggest number is thoughts on planted acres. I think that it's a given that we're going to see more corn and fewer soybean acres in 2025. And of course, the big question is, how many more corn acres, how many fewer soybean acres? And USDA's report coming out later this week from this Outlook Conference will give you their first blush, their first thoughts on that shift.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Get the latest farm news and market information daily from your local LFN affiliate.